Welcome to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 115, How to Capture Stunning Floral Photos with iPhone 12 Pro Models. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder from the winter wonderland of Anchorage, Alaska. In this podcast, you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We'll give you the news you can use in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, we will learn how to capture stunning floral photos with iPhone 12 Pro models. This week, Apple published a tutorial on how to take great floral photos. We in Anchorage have some beautiful botanical gardens, and there are similar places throughout the world. This was information which we at Mac Minutes wanted to make sure it got passed on, as it is a valuable educational program. Taking beautiful, professional quality floral photos is now easier with iPhone 12 Pro and iPhone 12 Pro Max. From portrait mode to Apple Pro RAW, Nathan Underwood from one of the world's leading floral design studios says the advanced camera systems on iPhone 12 Pro models have helped bring a fuller bloom to his floral photography. Let's now go to the show. The versatile Pro camera systems on iPhone 12 Pro and iPhone 12 Pro Max pushed the boundaries of innovation with powerful new computational photography and feature an expansive 120-degree field-of-view ultra-wide camera, a telephoto camera, great for framing portraits, with an even longer focal length on iPhone 12 Pro Max, and an all-new f1.6 aperture-wide camera. The optical image stabilization system, referred to as OIS, on the wide camera makes 5,000 micro-adjustments per second for amazing night mode shots and steady video. iPhone 12 Pro models also introduce LiDAR scanner, which enables 6 times faster autofocus in low-light scenes and night mode portraits when combined with the power of A14 Bionic Deep Fusion on all cameras for improved photos in any environment, and Smart HDR3, which uses machine learning to intelligently adjust the white balance, contrast, texture, and saturation of a photo for remarkably natural-looking images. Additionally, users can now experience Apple Pro RAW, which integrates Apple's multi-frame image processing and computational photography with the versatility of a RAW format for full creative control over color, detail, and dynamic range natively on iPhone or with other professional photo editing apps. In his own words, Underwood demonstrates how he's able to incorporate iPhone 12 Pro and iPhone 12 Pro Max into his professional workflow to capture stunning floral photographs at home. You can see examples of his photos at the Mac Minutes and Apple Newsroom websites. I have put links at the Mac Minutes website at macminutes.blubrry.net. Please join me as I read the tutorial from Underwood in his own words. First is setup. Everything begins with lighting. Look for diffused natural light, ideally coming from the side. If indoors, this typically comes by setting up about 0.5 to 1 meter from a window. If outdoors, find a space with even light, avoiding hot spots and shadows. Often this means looking for a spot with consistent shade. The next component is the background, which is as simple as finding a neutral background, like grays and blues work great with minimal pattern. Avoid bricks, stripes, dots, and other distracting patterns. The subject should really pop, and this combination of lighting and background does the trick. Moving on to framing. For still lifes, framing the shot is key. While you can crop later, getting a correctly framed shot from the right angle and perspective is critical for ensuring that you have the best photo to work with. With iPhone, I nearly always choose the lens with the closest focal distance. On iPhone 12 Pro models, this is the telephoto camera. When framing a floral arrangement, place the subject in the center and make sure that the frame is evenly filled. I tend to handhold cameras, including iPhone, and use a slight downward angle, just a few degrees from head-on with my subject. This ensures that you can see the vase, but also get great depth and dimensionally from the flowers, which are the stars. The telephoto camera provides 2x optical zoom range on iPhone 12 Pro and 2.5x on iPhone 12 Pro Max. Let's now transition to portrait mode. For shots that are going from camera to edit to upload, I love portrait mode. This is available on all iPhone 12 Pro models. Portrait mode captures an incredible sense of depth that can be manipulated when editing in the Photos app, allowing for an amazing array of creativity. This is especially useful when shooting floral arrangement, given their complexity and dimensionality. If you are new to photographing still lifes, portrait mode is your best friend. Let's move on to editing in the Photos app. There are a few go-to edits I apply to 99% of the images I take, all of which are done in the Photos app. These are personal preferences. You should experiment to find your own signature style. For example, I like to focus on crop or aspect ratio, exposure, saturation, and warmth. To find these tools in the edit workflow in Photos, tap a photo to view it in full screen, and then tap on the dial icon at the bottom and swipe through the various options. Crop the photo as needed so that the flowers are filling the entire frame, making them in your face as possible. Small increases in exposure brighten the frame and allow the arrangement to pop, especially on a mobile screen. For floral arrangements and other colorful still lifes, bumping the saturation a small amount, less than 10, further pops the colors and allows them to stand out. And finally, adjust the warmth of the photo. Generally, this means cooling down the image just slightly for an elegant, calming effect that's also still very true to life. While all these edits are simple, they are very meaningful to producing a fantastic final image that is ready to share and delight others. Now moving to Apple Pro Raw. Something very exciting for me is the introduction of Apple Pro Raw on iPhone 12 Pro and iPhone 12 Pro Max, which delivers the absolute maximum amount of image information to apply deeper edits. This means that you can now natively capture and export raw images with iPhone, enabling new creative possibilities. And personally, I can now easily incorporate iPhone photos into my normal post-production professional workflow alongside my DSLR. Just remember to enable Apple Pro Raw on your iPhone 12 Pro model to get started. To get the most out of Apple Pro Raw, I like to edit the image in Adobe Lightroom. In Lightroom, I generally make the same edits that I would in the Photos app. Crop or aspect ratio, exposure, saturation, and warmth. But for floral still lifes in particular, I like having the ability to enhance particular flowers by using the radial filter tool, which allows me to select a small area in which to make specific edits. This could mean bringing up the exposure on a single flower that was tucked into the arrangement, a detail that could be seen with the naked eye, but might be difficult for any camera to capture. You can get started with Apple Pro Raw on iPhone 12 Pro and iPhone 12 Pro Max by going to Choose Settings, Camera, Formats, and then turn on this feature. I would like to thank Apple and Nathan Underwood for this tutorial and hope you found it interesting. You can find the link for more information on editing photos and videos at the Mac Minutes website at macminutes.blubrry.net. I also included on the website more information on how to access and use each tool. There's a link to the Apple website on how to edit photos and videos on iPhone. If you have a question, please reach me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com or through the Mac Minutes webpage at macminutespodcast.com. Other places we post news are at Twitter at @minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. I'd urge you to join the Facebook Mac Minutes podcast group where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and other great tech happenings. If you are interested in joining the Alaskan Apple User Group, the webpage is akappleug.com. For all of you listening to the Mac Minutes podcast today, I hope each of you and your loved ones are well and look forward to next week's podcast. So that's all we have for this week for Mac Minutes. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, Google Podcasts, Podchaser, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. Take care of yourself, and we will see you soon on the Mac Minutes podcast. Be safe, be nice, and stay well. Thank you again for listening.